Narrated Nafa. Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, said, once Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was busy at the time of the Isha. So the prayer was delayed, so much so that we slept and woke up, and slept and woke up again. The Prophet, peace be upon him, came out and said, none amongst the dwellers of the earth but you have been waiting for as-salah, the prayer. Ibn Umar did not find any harm in offering it earlier or in delaying it, unless he was afraid that sleep might overwhelm him and he might miss the prayer. And sometimes he used to sleep before the Isha prayer. Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them. Once Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, delayed the Isha prayer to such an extent that the people slept and got up and slept again and got up again. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, stood up and reminded the Prophet, peace be upon him, of the prayer. Ata said, Ibn Abbas said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came out as if I am looking at him at this time, and water was trickling from his head, and he was putting his hand on his head, and then said, hadn't I thought it hard for my followers, I would have ordered them to offer Salah, prayer, Isha prayer, at this time. I asked Ata for further information how the Prophet, peace be upon him, had kept his hand on his head as he was told by Ibn Abbas. Ata separated his fingers slightly and put their tips on the side of the head, brought the fingers downwards, approximating them till the thumb touched the lobe of the ear, at the side of the face, at the temple and towards the beard. He neither slowed nor hurried in this action, but he acted like that. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, hadn't I thought it hard for my followers, I would have ordered them to offer Salah at this time.